Welcome to Motivation Office with your host, Olumide Elebute. To everyone listening to this show, first of all, I want to give a shout out to you all, wherever you are listening to me right now. And today, I'll be talking about how to be motivated in life. So that's the title of this episode, How to be Motivated in Life. So I'll be discussing about that briefly. Yes. In this podcast, you'll learn how to be motivated in life. So just be ready, sit back and listen to me. I've been there when the motivation is gone. Yes, I've been there also. It's not a fun place to be. Honestly, you don't want to be there. But when you can reignite your passion and get back on track, I'm telling you, it's amazing what you can accomplish. It's really, really amazing what you can accomplish if you can get back your passion and get back on track. Honestly, you would love it. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a motivational speaker and I do seminars to help people find their spark and passion in life. So if you need one, you can kindly send me a voice message. So this episode will show how to be motivated in life, no matter what happens or what comes your way. Yeah, so motivation. What is motivation to get started with? What is motivation? You know, we can see motivation is drive to action. It's the drive to action. Yes, motivation is the drive to action. So it helps us drive to action. It helps us to get into action. You know, it's the desire to achieve a goal through hard work. So that desire will just come. That desire will always be there to achieve a goal through hard work. Often, in spite of difficulty or pain. So, difficulty or pain is not gonna be an excuse. So, no matter what, that motivation, when we have it, will help us to achieve that. So this can be achieved by setting short-term goals. Yes, short-term goals that are achievable, rather than trying to plan out every single goal for the future. So we just need to work out. We can just work out on a short-term goal that is achievable and to help us to be motivated. And also, motivation is a driving force. Yes, it's also a driving force. It can be what pushes you to achieve your goals, but it can also be what holds you back from achieving your goals. So it's a two-way thing. It's a two-way thing. So it can push you, it can propel you to achieve your goals, and it can also hold you back from achieving your goals in life. So that's why we call it a driving force, motivation, a driving force. So also, motivation is an internal drive that inspires a person to do or feel something. You know, there's this thing within you that inspires you to want to do more, to want to do something. And that often because it is expected of them. Yes, it's often because it is expected of them. Also, let me also talk about this motivation. It also keeps you going when things get tough. When things get tough, motivation is what keeps you going. Keeps you going from point A to point B. You don't want to quit. You don't want to stop. You just keep going. So that is motivation. Wherever you find yourself in that situation, the right motivation is working. Yes. So, and it can be a hard thing to come by. So it keeps you going when things get tough, and it can be a hard thing to come by, but it doesn't have to be. Yes. So the secret lies in the right attitude. The secret lies in the right attitude. So in this episode, we'll cover some tips that will keep you motivated all day long. Some tips that will keep you motivated all day long. We just look at those tips briefly. Also, motivation is the quality that makes you want to do something or makes you feel that you can do it. There's this drive within you. There's this spirit within you. There is that instinct telling you, you can do this, you can do it, you can do it. And you just want to keep pushing until you achieve that desire. It is the desire, the willingness of someone to work hard towards a goal, especially in the face of obstacles. So obstacles will not be a successful barrier to achieving that goal. But sometimes it can seem like motivation is nowhere to be found. Yes, I will feel that thing sometimes within us. We just feel like we are empty. So motivation is not there at that moment. Then you look up expecting to see the same old ceiling of your bedroom or office that you've seen every day for years, but you are surprised when you find yourself staring at an unfamiliar ceiling instead. And then you start to wonder, did I really get out of bed? What? Did I go someplace? Or did I just dream it? And for some reason, no matter how hard you try, there's nothing in your line. So the motivation is not there. It's nowhere to be found. There are also many different ways to be motivated. I'm also just gonna chip in these, you know, different ways to be motivated. Some people find motivation in the words of others. So they listen to others, they find motivation. Some in music. Some people, they find motivation when they listen to music. Yes, some people find motivation through self-discipline. Yes, that's very good. Finding motivation through your self-discipline. Discipline yourself, find motivation in that. And some people find motivation through exercise. So they get up every day, do some exercise, and they get motivated through that. Personal training, group training, corporate training. So they find motivation doing all that together. However you choose to motivate yourself, let us note that it is important to remind that your motivation levels will change over time. That's very important to note. Your motivation levels will change over time, however you choose to motivate yourself. So when they do, you need to adjust your methods accordingly or risk being left behind when it really counts. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to experience that. So motivation, what is it also? Is what keeps us going. Motivation keeps us going. It makes us work hard towards our goals in life. So I'll share below some tips to help you stay motivated on the journey to achieving your goals. Here are just about 5 tips. I'll share them quickly to help you to stay motivated. Number one is to stay positive. Rather, to stay positive, you need to stay positive. It's very important. It's very vital, guys. We need to stay positive. If you are having a bad day, do not let it ruin your motivation for the entire week. No, just say no to that. If you have a bad day, let that bad day remain there. Let that bad day end there. So you cannot change the past, yes, but you can control how you react to situations now. So you can control your situations in the now, but you cannot change the past, no. So if things don't go as planned, remind yourself that tomorrow is another day and there is always room for improvement. You guys will need to note this. It's very important that we stay positive to get motivated. It's very important we stay positive. Number two is we strive to set personal goals that are challenging but realistic. Yes, so you strive to set personal goals that are challenging but they are also realistic, in fact very realistic. So you need to be truthful to yourself. You need to tell yourself the truth. You need to tell yourself the plain truth. Setting up your personal goals, so it should be challenging, and that way it will help you to achieve them. But much more important, they must be realistic. The third one quickly is you choose a goal you can achieve in a relatively short period of time. This is very important also. You choose a goal you can achieve in a relatively short period of time. It's very important. You don't want to choose a goal that will take you years to achieve. No, you will get demotivated in the long run. So it's better and important you choose a goal you can achieve in a very short period of time. The fourth one is sharing your goal with others. So this is a great way to keep you motivated, because if you share your goal with someone else, they will know if you fail to reach it or not. And that can be embarrassing to you. If you don't reach it, it's gonna be embarrassing. So you feel embarrassed if you don't reach that goal. So if you share it with someone, share with other people, then you can be motivated. You make sure you achieve them. So it's also a very important thing. And the last one also is make sure your goal is important. Make sure your goal is important. That's the number 5 tip. Make sure your goal is important. That's very vital. If they are not important, they won't be on the scale of preference that you need to pursue. So in conclusion, To be motivated is a key factor for success. It is the spark that ignites the flame of passion and achievement. So when you have a problem, it helps to look at things from a different perspective. So just be mindful, please. It can be hard to stay motivated sometimes, especially when you feel like the world is fighting against you, but you want to live a successful life. It's important to always push forward and never give up. Always push forward and never give up. It's also important to surround yourself with people who are positive and motivated. People who are already motivated, positive-minded people. It's important to surround yourself with them so you can stay motivated. It's also important that you let go of things that drag you down. So those things that bring down your spirit, those negativity, those things that demotivate you, it's very important that you just have to let them go. Don't allow them to drag you down. No. If you want to be successful, it is worth the effort to make sure your friends are not holding you back. Yeah, so in this podcast, we've covered some quick and easy steps that you can take to get motivated in life. Remember, it is critical that you never lose focus on your goals. If you ever need help staying motivated or would like more information on the topic of motivation, you can write me in direct mail, or you can just send me a voice note. May success be yours. Thank you for listening. Bye.